I spend a little time each afternoon trying to catch up on bits of the Olympics. Some women's basketball, 3-on-3 basketball, who knew? Tennis. One of our correspondents is taking in the whole thing.
Hey everyone, this is NPR sports correspondent Becky Sullivan coming at you from the Olympic Games in Paris. And actually, to be accurate, I'm not in Paris. I'm at the Palace of Versailles, which is just outside the city where the magnificent grounds here have been partly transformed into a venue for equestrian events. No big deal, just Versailles. It's pretty amazing. As of Wednesday morning, Team USA is in the lead in the medal count with 26 overall medals. Only 4 so far are gold, which is behind several other countries, including Japan and China. Today, I'm excited to watch the swimmer Katie Ledecky take on her signature event, which is the women's 1500-meter freestyle. And just to give you a sense of her dominance in this event, she holds 23 of the 24 fastest times ever recorded, which is crazy. And personally, I'm also so excited to see the men's gymnastics individual all-around final. So the U.S. men's team captured America's heart the other night with their bronze medal win in the team final. Now there will be 2 Americans in the individual event today. They're Frederick Richard and Paul Judah, each of them trying to become the first American man to medal in this event in more than a decade. And one last thing to note, after all the worries about the pollution in the River Seine, officials cleared the way this morning for the triathlons to take place today with the river swim and all. So that's all from Paris. Talk to y'all later.